Advocates for the disabled in Central New York are calling for more housing and support for families with children who have disabilities. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the focus is on help for families with adult children.
Barbara Russegui's 28-year-old daughter has Down syndrome and a dream to have her own apartment.
Just a safe place that she could get support but not be treated like a 10-year-old.
Many families of adult children with disabilities say their children want the same thing, but the problem is getting a support system in place that allows it. Nick Capoletti, executive director of Advocates, Inc., says the system works against these families.
There's many families who have kept their children at home, cared for them, are now starting to age and saying, well, wait a minute, because I've kept my child at home, I'm suddenly now not able to get the level of supports that my child needs to live independently and to continue that life when I die.
Capoletti says the answer lies in finding safe housing and a funding stream that will pay for supports for these independent adults. Assemblywoman Aileen Gunther, chair of the Assembly's Mental Hygiene Committee, promised a group of parents and advocates in the Syracuse area this week that she would fight for such funding. She says it's all part of the changing way society should be dealing with families with disabled children.
We're talking beyond group homes. We're talking about individuals that have the same choice that you and I have.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.